This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I'm with Mary Rosenthal, who's the executive director of the Algal Biomass Organization. Mary, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm well. Well, you just got back from Washington, D.C. You've been there for quite a few days, and you've been lobbying on behalf of the Algal Biomass Association, or the industry, I should say. So, Mary, start us off and let us know how many people were how many members of your organization were there, how many people did you meet with, and just kind of give us a broad overview of how that went.
Well, we had 23 organization members represented from the Algal Biomass Organization. We met with 51 offices between the House and the Senate while we were there, and they were very good meetings. They were very receptive, and in comparison, when we did our fly-in in 2010, we had 22 meetings, and so we more than doubled, and the receptivity of the members of Congress to meet with us was fabulous.
Last year compared to this year, how did you feel that educational level was? Did you feel that the people you did meet with were a little more informed this year versus last year about algal fuels?
I would say 60-70% of them were very much informed as far as advanced biofuels and specifically to algae. There was still some algae 101 that we needed to do as far as getting an understanding, but the key is we could talk about algae being in 41 states in some part of the value chain, whether that be from a strain developer to an end user, and 65 research institutions or universities. And so for the most part, we hit almost everybody as a constituent.
Great. Now let's talk about what your focus was when you were out. What were those key messages that you were really, when you sat down with these legislators, that you need to keep your momentum moving forward?
Well, one was reinforcing that we are here to create jobs. We have more than 20,000 jobs that are either directly or indirectly associated with the algae industry today, and we feel that we can grow that more than tenfold in 10 years. That being said, the other message is to ensure that we are at parity with other biofuels, particularly cellulosics, and so that we receive the same $1 tax production credit that cellulosics receive. In fact, we were actually supporting a bill, H.R. 1149, that was introduced by Brian Bilbray out of California, and we expect a companion bill from that Senate to be introduced by Senator Nelson and Senator Bingaman here in the next week. So for us, it was job growth, it was keeping the understanding that algae is a new crop, it's a new agricultural crop that will help rural America, and that we just need parity to help grow.
There's some misperceptions about how real is algae. Still pie in the sky, or are we going to be filling up fairly within the next several years? So, give us a little bit of update of where is the industry right now in terms of commercialization to market?
Well, as the executive director of ABO, I have the luxury of seeing all of the stories. And whether it be Alginol in Florida or bioprocess algae in Shenandoah, Iowa, or Sapphire Energy in Columbus, New Mexico, we have people that are pouring concrete and building facilities. FICO Biosciences, with their facilities in Phoenix and in China. Helier with their facilities that they just opened this fall. So the reality is there. We are at the cusp of shipping product. I was just at the DOE biomass review meeting with algae, and we have a variety of different consortium that are very much ready to announce technology breakthroughs. We're very excited about our summit because there are so many breakthroughs that are ready to be announced that our summit in October will be, it should be a really interesting meeting.
Well, let's talk a little bit. The renewable fuel standard right now does not include algal biofuels within some of the categories. You've been shut out, per se. So when you were in Washington, what's some of the work you're doing around to make sure that algae and algal fuels get included within that renewable fuel standard?
Well, that is what we were trying to communicate is, let's let innovation lead the way. Let us be feedstock agnostic and technology neutral. Let's not pick winners and losers. Take away the 16 billion gallon carve out for cellulosic and open it up to any advanced biofuels, including algae. And so that was what we were trying to communicate. Let's let innovation work.
So do you feel that those legislators were receptive to that message, that they realize that it has been a mistake and we do need to go back and relook at this?
I think that they realized that algae was not in the party when they defined the renewable fuel standard. And now they feel that we need to go back and relook and get a better understanding and make sure that we don't pick winners and losers, that we actually let innovation be there and let algae be part of it.
So from a consumer's perspective, they also have some misunderstandings or some myths about algae. So what are their two or three biggest myths that they have, and what do they need to know about algal biofuels?
Well, the consumer market is still out there from an understanding and communications perspective. We all have seen the advertisements at the Super Bowl with ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics and others. The consumers just have to understand that there is a lot of technology out there, inclusive of algae, that is ready to provide new renewable fuels. And the myth is it's not 5 years out. It's not 15 years out. It's 5 years out.
And then what about cost? How are the industry doing in being cost competitive with the traditional fuels?
Well, right now, because we're still in pilot stage, they're not competitive. However, the goal is to be competitive at $75, $80 a barrel oil rate. And considering, you know, when I read today that we were at $107 a barrel in oil, gallon oil, and I think we're going to be okay.
So, Mary, what's ABO's next step? You got back from D.C. and had this huge, obviously, communications campaign. What's your next step as an organization?
We're going to be watching the launch of Bingham and Nelsonville and supporting that and making sure that our communication is clear to the Senate and House Ag Committees, because we do have a 2012 Farm Bill coming out. We want to make sure that algae is included with that. And then, of course, working with our summit. Our summit is a fantastic networking opportunity, and we bring people together. We had 29 countries represented last year, and we bring those people together. We expect more than 800 people to be in Minnesota at the end of October, but it's the networking, because that networking, I have seen that networking go into commercial entities, and so it's an exciting time for us to share information and keep the momentum going.
Great. And Mary, where can people go to get more information about ABO and your upcoming summit?
Well, obviously, they can go to our website at www.algalbiomass.org.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.